being sung about Lalitam nicely, tatra-tatra, here and there, also Gayakai, the singer, Kridan, playing Parivrata, surrounded by Sribi, by women, Radhini, in the water of the river, Abhishat, entered, Sutshat, when it was too hot. Translation, many professional singers used to sing about the glories of King Puranjana's glorious activities. When it was too hot in the summer, he used to enter a reservoir of water. He would surround himself with many women and join their company. Prabhupada, a living being, has different activities in different stages of life. One stage is called Jagrata, or the life of waking. Another is called Svapna, or the life of dreaming. Another stage is called Susupti, or life in unconscious state. So another stage occurs after death. In the previous verse, the life of awakening was described as man and woman were married and enjoyed life for 100 years. In this verse, in the dream state, a life in the dream state is described, but the activities Puranjana accomplished in the day were also reflected at night in the dream state. Puranjana used to live with his wife for sense enjoyment, and at night, this very sense enjoyment was appreciated in different ways. Man sleeps very soundly when he is great fatigued, and when a rich man is ready to be fatigued, goes to his garden house with many female friends, and there enters the water and enjoys the company. Such is the tendency to live in the within this material world. A living entity is never satisfied with a woman unless he is trained in the system of brahmacharya. Generally, a man's tendency to enjoy many women is even at the very end of life, successful, so strong, and even though one is very old, he still wants to enjoy the company of young girls. Thus, because of the strong sex impulse, living entity becomes more and more involved in this material world. In the nine gates of the city, seven were on the surface and two were subterranean. A total of nine gates were constructed, and these led to different places. All the gates were used by the city's governor. There are seven gates of the body that are situated upward: the two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, and one mouth. Two subterranean gates are the rectum and genitals. The king of the ruler of the body, who is living entity, used all these doors to enjoy different types of material pleasures. The system of opening different gates to different places is still evident in both Indian cities, formerly a capital surrounded by walls, and one passed through the various gates to go to various cities or towards specific directions. No doubt there are still remnants of surrounding walls and various gates known as the Kashmiri Gate, Lahore Gate, etc. Similar to Amnabhagar, the Delhi Gate. The point of this simile is that the living entity wants to enjoy different types of material opulence, and to this end, they enter the inner various holes in his body that he can utilize for sense enjoyment. My dear king, of the nine gates, doors, five led towards the eastern side, one led towards the northern side, one led towards the southern side, and two led towards the western side. I shall try to give the names of these different doors. Wherefore, of the seven doors in the surface, named the two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and one mouth, five look forward, and these are described as the doors facing the eastern direction. Since looking forward means seeing the sun, these are described eastern gate, where the sun rises in the east. The gate on the northern side and the gate on the southern side represent two ears, and the two gates facing the western side represent the rectum and genitals. All the doors and gates are described below. The two gates called Kajota and Abhimukhi were situated facing the eastern side, but they were constructed in one place. Through these two gates, the king used to go to the city of Vibrajita, accompanied by a friend whose name was Duman. Report, the two named Kajota and Agarmukhi mean glowworm and torchlight. This indicates that the two eyes, the left eye, is less powerful than the ability to see. Although both eyes are constructed in one place, one is stronger than the other in the power to see. The king or the living entity uses these two gates to see things properly, but he cannot see unless accompanied by a friend whose name is Duman. This friend is the sun. Although the two eyes are situated in one place, they have no power to see without sunlight. Vibrajitam Janapadam. If one wants to see something very nicely, he must see it with two eyes in the system of the sunlight. Within this body, everyone is a king because he uses different gates according to his own will. Although he is very proud of his power to see or hear, he is nonetheless dependent on the systems of nature. Similarly, in the East, there were two sets of gates named Nalini and Nalini, and these were also constructed in one place. Through these gates, the king, by a friend named Avatuta, used to go into the city of Saurava. Purport, the two gates named Nalini and Nalini are the two nostrils. The living entity enjoys these two gates with the help of different avadutas, or hairs, which constitute the breathing process. Through these gates, the living entity goes to the town of Saurava or Aroma. In other words, the nostrils, with the help of their friends, the air, enjoy various aromas in the material world. Nalini and Nalini are the pipes of the nostrils through which one inhales and exhales, enjoying the aroma of sense pleasure. The fifth gate situated in the eastern side was named Mukhya, or the chief. Through this gate, accompanied by his friends named Rasagya and Vipana, he used to visit two places named Bahudan and Apana. Purport, the mouth is here described as the chief or the most important gate. The mouth is a very important entrance because one has two functions in life with the mouth. One is eating, the other is speaking. Our eating is done with the friend Rasagya, the tongue, which can taste so many different types of foods. The tongue is also used for speaking and can speak of either material sense enjoyment or Vedic knowledge. Of course, here material sense enjoyment is stressed, therefore the word Rasagya is used. The southern gate of the city was known as Pitruhu, and through that gate, King Bhranjan used to visit the city named Dakshina Panchala, accompanied by his friend Shrutadara. Report, the right ear is used for karmakandiya of food activities. As long as one is attached to the enjoyment of material resources, he hears from the right ear and uses the five senses to elevate himself to higher planetary systems like Pitruloka. Consequently, the right ear is here described as the Pitruhu. On the northern side was the gate Devabhu. Through that gate, King Bhranjan used to go to his friend Sushadhar, to the place known as Putra Panchala. For report, the two ears are situated northern side to southern side. The ear of the southern side is very strong and out of anxious to hear about sense enjoyment. The ear on the northern side are used for taking initiation of spiritual master, for gaining promotion to the spiritual sky. The right ear, the ear on the southern side, is called Pitruhu, which indicates that it is used for attaining a higher planetary system known as Pitruloka. But the left ear, which is known as Devabhu, situated for hearing about even higher planetary systems such as Mahaloka, Tapaloka, Brahmaloka, or yet even higher planets situated in the spiritual universe, where one becomes more inclined to be permanently situated. This is described in Bhagavad Gita. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors will go to the ancestors, and those who worship me will live with me. One who is interested in being happy on this planet, as well as after death, generally wants to be elevated to Pitruloka. Such a person can use the right ear for hearing Vedic instructions. However, one who is interested in going to Tapaloka, Brahmaloka, Vaikuntha planets, or Krishna Loka, may take initiation from the spiritual master in order to be elevated to such lokas. On the western side was the gate named Asari. Through that gate, King Bhranjan used to go to the city of Gramaka, accompanied by his friend Durmada. Report, the gate on the western side of the city was known as Asari because it was special meant for the Asuras. The word Asura here refers to those who are in sense gratification, especially in sex life, to which they are overly attached. Thus, Bhranjan of the living energy enjoys himself to his greatest satisfaction when it comes to the genitals. Consequently, he used to go to the place known as Gramaka. Material sense gratification is also called Gramya, and the place where sex life is indulged. This, to a great extent, is called Gramaka. When going to Gramaka, Paranjana used to be accompanied by his friend Durmada. The word Vishaya refers to the four vital necessities of life, eating, sleeping, making, and defending. The word Durmadena may be analyzed in this way. Durmadena means dushta, or sinful, and what it means. Every living entity who's in contact with material nature is called mudda or man. It is said, Vitasi Pailayena Mati Chana Hoy, Maya Grasa Jivar Hoy, Se Mahudoy. When a person is honored, he becomes practically insane. When he is in an insane condition, he speaks all kinds of nonsense. Thus they become engaged in sense gratification when asked to accept a friend who is durmana, or badly affected by the material disease. The words asrinama paschatva are significant in another sense. The sun rises first visible on the eastern side of the Bay of Bengal, and gradually progresses towards the west. It is practically experienced that people in the west are more addicted to sense gratification. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has certified paschimera loka sadmuda anuchar. The more one goes to the western side, the more you will find people disinterested in spiritual life. You will find them behaving against the Vedic standards. Because of this, people living in the west are more addicted to sense gratification. Bhagavatam has confirmed asarinama paschatva. In other words, the population of the western side is interested in an assert civilization, that is, a materialistic way of life. Lord Chaitanya consequently wanted this Krishna conscious movement to be preached in the western side of the world so that people of different sense gratification might be benefited by his teachings. Another gate on the western side was known as Naripti Pranjana. You used to go through this gate to the place known as Vaishasha, accompanied by its Lundaka. This is a reference to the rectum. The rectum is supposed to be situated on the western side of the eyes, nose, and ears. This gate is especially meant for death, living entity. Abandons his present body, passes through the rectum. This is very painful. When one is called by an angel to evacuate, one also experiences pain. The friend of the living entity who accompanies them through this gate is named Lubdaka, which means greed. Due to our greed, we eat unnecessarily, such leprosy causes pain at the time of evacuation. The conclusion is that the living entity feels well if he evacuates properly. This gate is known as Niriti, or the painful gate. Many professional singers used to sing about the glories of Kumparanjana and his glorious activities when it was too hot in the summer. You used to enter a reservoir of glory, you enjoy yourself, and many women enjoy their company. So that verse describes how internally within the city, Pranjana enjoys. But then we also see how he enjoys outside the city. So for that, he has the gates. So these gates are consecutively described, that is, the eyes, the nostrils, the mouth, ears, and rectum, and the genitals. So in this way, through these different sense organs, the jiva can get his enjoyment. That means that in order to get enjoyment, the jiva must contact outside his body. The body in itself has to contact objects outside through the senses, and through that, the jiva gets enjoyment. Of course, we see that he's inside enjoying in the pools of water, etc. So that is more mental enjoyment. But that also depends ultimately upon the external enjoyment, because all the experiences which are internal are based upon external experiences, that is, experiences that we had previously using our senses. So the senses are called gates because this provides a medium by which the outside objects can give enjoyment inside. So it is through the senses that we can gather this type of enjoyment. So through the eye we see objects outside and somehow we're able to get enjoyment inside. So there's a medium of transferring things from outside inside through these different gates. So we have the eye for and its object is rupa, or forms. So by seeing certain forms, one experiences pleasure. Then we have the nostrils and the nose, and that is used for smelling. So some fragrances are sweet and some are not. So one can enjoy certain fragrances or avoid certain fragrances through which are actually things outside through the nostrils. So the fragrance through the medium of air enters into the nostrils or through that gate. And similarly for the eye, the only way we can see is with the medium of the sun or light. So there's some assistance needed for us to carry out our sense activity. Behind the sun, of course, is the sun devata. So for the sun Devata is actually in charge of the eye. So without that Devata operating, the eye cannot actually perceive the objects of this world. So we have form, we have the organ, the eye, and we have the Devata in charge, the sun. And the three cooperate together for giving the jiva some enjoyment of form in the material world. And then for the nose, we have the object which is fragrance or smell. And then we have the air as the medium of doing that. And similarly we have the mouth, and then we have the taste, sense of taste on the tongue. And from this we get flavors, different experiences of different flavors. Some are enjoyable and some are not enjoyable. So in this way, again, outside objects, that is food, gives us a taste, and then we can enjoy that. So it comes through the opening of the mouth and the organ of the tongue tastes it. Now, of course, the devata for that is water. And then we have the ears, and the ears, of course, hear sound. And we can enjoy sound or get certain types of knowledge through the ears. And the devata is in charge of the dikpals. In this way we have all the devatas related with different senses. Of course, doesn't mention we also have touch here. Touch. And then we have the other senses also. We have the voice, which is a karmendriya. We have the hands, we have the feet, and we have the rectum and the genital, which are also karmendriyas. So they are mentioned as gates because they have openings, where the skin does not have an opening. There's no opening there. So the sense of touch and the skin are there, but we don't see the opening for that. So among the karmendriyas, again, the hands and feet don't have openings, but the rectum and genital are openings in the body. So these, of course, are inauspicious, so they are delegated to the western side. Particularly the rectum is associated with death. Nairitki is mentioned here. That is actually a very inauspicious devata, like asura, and it represents death. The anus represents death. Through these gateways, plus the other senses like touch, the jiva gets enjoyment by getting some sort of information from outside the material body, that is material objects. And what he gets is the tanmatra. He is sensitive to a certain type of object which gives enjoyment to the jiva, either enjoyment or pain. So in this way the jiva or pranjana sits in the body and he, with these assistance of the devatas, is able to bring in different types of enjoyment into its city. And then of course along with the mind and so many things, he can then hold on to those experiences and get mental enjoyment of some sort. So in this way the jiva enjoys in the material world with this particular body. As we'll see later, the whole city gets destroyed eventually. Time attacks the city and burns the whole city down. So it can no longer be used for enjoyment later on. So the jiva has to leave eventually. So the allegory is here just to show the there is a complicated structure made by the Lord through the agency of Brahma. So the jiva can get enjoyment of objects in the material world that are actually quite different from the jiva himself. So this whole mechanism is here to get that enjoyment. Spiritually, we don't need all these mechanisms. The jiva can enjoy without this. But the condition for that enjoyment is that actually he has to give enjoyment to the Lord, not for himself. And through that, the jiva gets his pleasure. Or ananda. So that is separate from this material world. So the jiva with its spiritual senses, which are non-different from himself, he can experience enjoyment also in the sense of ananda by serving the Supreme Lord. But as long as he doesn't serve the Supreme Lord, then the only way he gets enjoyment is by taking external objects. And to do that, he has to get the body with the gates, and then he can enjoy in the material world.
The friends coming through different gates are representing the object.
I think the destinations are the places. The different places, I think, are the sense objects.
You say everyone's controlling the senses. How exactly? Because one more person is there. You control each and every sense of one. How is something I don't know?
What's that?
How does the living person control the senses, each other's senses? Sense organs.
Yeah.
How do they control it?
And power, just like Krishna controls the material world also. How does he do it?
It depends on the jiva's thinking of it.
According to karma. If they have bad karma, then he doesn't let them the sense cannot enjoy the object very well. If they have good karma, then they can enjoy the object. So according to their karmas, at certain times they can enjoy and not enjoy. It's all done through the devas.
So what do friends represent?
Can
they have a carriers?
Well, here the friend is the son. So that's the devata who allows the perception of form.
The people live on the eastern side of India are also pious. Because it is
supposed to be more pious, apparently. So that means Bengal is better than Maharashtra or something, theoretically.
But then, Maharaj, how do we decide what is east and what is west?
Yeah, it's only that's relative. Of course, generally east is considered everything, let's say from India towards Japan, and everything west that we see, Europe and America, in modern terms. Though I don't know if they use these terms in ancient India, because they're like the center. Bharat is the center of the world, not the east, so it's a little different. I don't know if he doesn't mention that. Of course, in the probably that is the speaking part. He doesn't mention it. Maybe that's the speaking part. Taste speakers.
Yes, I'll give you. சின்னது கொடுத்துருங்க அவர் ரெண்டு பேர் கொடுத்துருவோம் அவருக்கும் அவருக்கும் சாவி எவ்வளோ ஒரு சாவி கூட
சாவி பிரபு தந்து போட்டது